Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Charles Bublazer, Managing Editor, and joining me is Dr. Boaz Ganor, Founding Dean of the International Institute for Counterterrorism at the Interdisciplinary Center Herzliya. Thank you very much for being with me.
Thank you for having me, Charles.
And the topic, the Israel Defense Forces on Saturday night conducted strikes in Syria to thwart an Iranian attempt to attack the Jewish state using killer drones. The IDF blamed the plot on the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps' Quds Force, which is responsible for overseeing and conducting Iranian military operations abroad. The Israeli army has since reinforced its positions near the border with Syria. Dr. Ganor, how significant was this planned attack, and do you expect Tehran to retaliate?
We are now living in a very dangerous time in the Middle East altogether and the northern borders of Israel in particular, because this is a transition time. What we see now is a shift and changing of the rules of the game. As ISIS was defeated, now the coalition of Iran, Syria, Turkey, and Hezbollah with the umbrella of Russia would like to set new rules that naturally will threaten Israel. We saw efforts from this axis of evil to establish military Iranian presence in Syria and also to send what they call the Shiite militias, which is a camouflage for Iranian intervention. We see Hezbollah being strengthened both in Syria and Lebanon. They are already holding an enormous arsenal of 150,000 rockets and missiles aimed toward Israel. And now they are doing their best in order to have certain technology that would make those missiles more accurate and therefore more dangerous to Israel. Along all of those efforts, we see the attempt of Iran to infiltrate to the Israeli skies via drones for collecting intelligence on one hand. But what happened yesterday, based on the Israeli statement, is at that time they were preparing drones to conduct an attack in Israel. And I'm saying drones in plural and not in single, because it seems that this was a quite sophisticated, simultaneous attack that was planned and was prevented just before they were able to conduct the attack. That's a step that was never been taken by the Revolutionary Guard and their proxies against Israel, definitely not in that scale. And I think we are all lucky, Israel is lucky, and maybe even they are lucky that we have been able to prevent that before the attack occurred.
You've mentioned Syria in particular, but U.S. officials last week seemingly confirmed that Israel was behind several recent attacks on military infrastructure in Iraq belonging to Iranian-allied Shiite fighters as well. Do you think that this marks an escalation in the so-called war between wars between Israel and Iran?
It's definitely a war between wars, and I think you are right by defining that in that manner. Having said that, unlike the attack yesterday in which Israel officially took the responsibility on that attack, those attacks that are being attributed to Israel in Iraq, Israel didn't take responsibility. There are others that would like to see those Shiite militia weaponry stations and warehouses being blown away because they are threatening elements in Iraq itself and in the region altogether. As you have mentioned, Israel was blamed by Iranian spokesperson. And from their point of view, it makes sense because Israel was attacking Iranian missile launching bases and drone bases in Syria for a while. And this is the same type of military equipment which was blown in Iraq this time. Some would say that those bases in Iraq were used by Iran or Iranian proxies in order to prevent Israel from attacking, because there is a big distance between Iraq and Israel. And if those spokespersons who are saying that Israel is responsible for that are right, then it shows that Israel is not reluctant to attack those military compounds that pose a threat wherever they are.
And finally, Dr. Ganor, do you believe that the tensions between Israel and Iran could end any other way besides full-blown war, even if this would be fought by the IDF against Iranian proxies such as Hezbollah in Lebanon and Hamas in the Gaza Strip?
Well, I think that for the benefit of all the actors in the region, this type of all-out war should be prevented, because if it would happen, this would be the kind of war that probably the Middle East never saw in the past. the arsenal that Israel has to deal with of hundreds of thousands of rockets and missiles from Lebanon, added to that other tens of thousands aimed towards Israel from Syria, from Iraq, from Iran, and other tens of thousands which are aimed from Gaza, this is an unprecedented threat to Israel. Maybe it's not a threat to the existence of Israel, but this is an unprecedented threat. And if and when a war like this will erupt, I tend to believe that Israel will not refrain from using all its military power that has never been used in order to prevent the threat to the Israeli home front. So I tend to believe that Iran, Hezbollah, definitely Assad, and the leaders in Israel understand that nobody can have an upper hand with this horrendous war, even when it will erupt. And I do hope that those types of operations between the wars would not deteriorate into an overall war altogether.
Dr. Boaz Ganor, founding dean of the International Institute for Counterterrorism at the Interdisciplinary Center Herzliya, I very much appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
I'm Charles Biblezer.